Hello there, I'm Regina Soren. Thank you so much for joining me for my 5-minute podcast. Now, as I was telling you the other day, if it ever goes over 5 minutes, it's because I'm trying to tell a specific story. And sometimes it goes over 5 minutes, but we hope to keep it behind 5 minutes today. How about that? The name of this podcast is Speaking in Tongues. Trilingual. And I guess a lot of you are wondering, what does that mean? I'm going to go ahead and tell you where you can contact me at. Contact me at SorenRegina@gmail.com. Speaking in tongues, trilingual. I knew many years ago that I wanted to be diverse in different languages. I needed to be able to speak different languages, 10 years, 15 years ago, and I wanted to. I would always use Google Translate or Bible and all of that, but I was like, I need to be diverse in the different languages that I speak because I am a radio personality, and not just that. I used to travel to a lot of different countries, and I want to be diverse in their language. Because I remember getting a plane ticket, and someone sent me a plane ticket, and it's a good friend of mine, as you say. And I don't want to say too much of this, but I went there, I understood him, but I didn't understand everything else around me. So I knew at that time, I was like, I need to really get on it in learning the different languages and how to speak them. Not having to run to Google Translate or not having to go to Babbel. Babbel is good, and I'm not knocking Babbel. But I needed to know how to actually speak other languages. And the most rewarding thing about speaking another language, I was on a job a couple of years ago. No one paid it any attention. I put it on my application that I was trilingual. I spoke different languages. Nobody paid any attention until one day a guy came through. They didn't have any clue what he was saying. And it was so important for the company that they knew what this guy was saying. Who did they call on? Little old me. To translate him and his wife back to his country, of course. So I wanted to learn other languages because I am a personality. So I needed to know how to speak other languages. And I am so thankful to God that I studied 4 different languages, not all at one time. A lot of people say, well, how long did it take you? Are you kidding? It took a minute. Some languages took a long time. But some I was able to snap up in like 6 months to a year. Overall, it took me a good 4 years or better to learn the different languages and to do it fluently, naturally, sound natural in speaking them. And I'm so thankful to God that I took the time to do that, to learn the language, to speak the language, and to understand what they're saying, and them to understand me as well. So I wanted to talk about that today. That's why I call this Speaking in Tongues / Trilingual, because it was very important for me. I can't speak for everybody else. But for me, because I used to travel a whole lot. I don't travel as much as I used to, especially to other countries. I still travel in the United States, but I used to travel a lot. Someone sent a plane ticket, I'll be there. They send something, I'll be there. And they pay for the round trip, good friends of mine, I'll be there for them. And so I needed to know the language, though. And I'm so thankful that I learned the language. And I am very, very fluent in the language now. And again, no knocking to Google Translate. I am not knocking Babbel. I'm not knocking any of the online things that you can do, except to say that I needed to learn how to do this with a one-on-one coach, with classes. I mean, I really need to put some months and months and years into this and to know how to do it. Several of the languages I speak is Farsi, Hindi. I speak a little Russian because I have friends in Russia. My friend Andrei Doslovic. So I know quite a bit of languages. So when I come into a store, this is so funny because people will be speaking in their language, and even at work, I'm standing up there hearing all of their business. They're speaking perfect English, and then suddenly they're going into their language. Why? And I'm standing there. You never know what people know, so be careful when you do that, guys. For you out there who speak other languages, and then you speak English, and then you start speaking another language when someone from the U.S., I guess, come up, be careful, because you don't know what that person know, or how they speak, or what. And a lot of people, I have listened to so many conversations. I really have listened to so many people's conversations because they didn't know that I spoke all of these different languages fluently. I'm talking fluently. And sometimes I don't want to hear your messages, but if you're speaking perfect English, keep it that way. Don't just go into another language just because somebody walk up and, oh my God, I've heard so many things. I don't think people want me to hear some of the stuff that they talk about. But that's why you should just be careful. You never know who speaks what. And I have surprised a many. Still do. Thanks for joining me, guys. I'm Regina Sworn. And one day I'm going to do an entire podcast. As I did that before, I think. I'm going to do it again. Breaking down the four different languages that I speak fluently. I'm going to break those down to you and speak in those languages for you. But thanks for joining me today for Regina Sworn audio series. Again, you can contact me at SwornRegina@gmail.com.